You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love Talk Live. I'm your host, Jamie Bronstein, and today I have with me Kimberly Meredith. Welcome.
Hi. How are you, Jamie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here today.
I'm so excited to have you back on the show because you have a very exciting new book coming out. And it's called
Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering Your Soul's Path to Healing. And being published by a few publishing companies. So I'm super excited.
Oh my God. Well, we are going to learn all about the book, all about the inspiration. And this is how many books have you written?
This is my first major book. So this is my first one that I can be really proud about. My other one was just a pamphlet, but this is a big book.
Oh my God.
By Hay House author, St. Martin's Press, and the audio is coming out by Penguin Random House.
Wow. You are big time. And I'm so excited to be sharing all about this book. Before we get into the book and everything that you do, I'm going to read to you guys a little bit about Kimberly. So Kimberly Meredith is a world-renowned medical medium and healer who has helped thousands of people from around the world. Following an accident, which resulted in two near-death experiences, she received miraculous healing gifts from the Holy Spirit. Kimberly's abilities have been scientifically validated by numerous research institutions. In addition to hosting the syndicated radio hit, The Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, Kimberly is also a frequent guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio shows and podcasts. Kimberly's book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing, is available everywhere books are sold. You can learn more about Kimberly or schedule an individual healing mediumship session for adults, children, and animals by visiting her website at thehealingtrilogy.com. So, Kimberly, yes. I think it would be important for you to, let's just start with you telling your story of what you do, how you got to do what you do, and maybe get into the near-death experience and how it transformed your life. And there is so much to talk about, but the stage is yours.
Well, since I'm a trans channel, why don't you ask me one question at a time?
Okay, too much. Let's start with what is your story? Tell us about when you were younger. When you were younger, how did you know that you had special powers?
I don't really know, like, if I had, I guess when I'm younger, I don't know if I knew I had special powers. I just had unusual abilities of blinking in my eyes, and I knew that I had healing. I did know that I had a calling, I'd say. Because I love to heal, and I had paranormal abilities where I don't know if I knew that word, but right. I was connected to spirits when I was little, and I just had a knowing that I could heal things because my grandmother confirmed things when I was little. I had a very special relationship with my paternal grandmother, which she would confirm that I had healed her asthma and I was healing animals where a bird had passed and I had healed it. And one of my pet animals had passed and I had breathed into its mouth and it had came back. So little things like that were going on and I had blinking going on in my eyes, which I do not now. Which is how I communicate with spirit.
Okay. So when you work with people when you're blinking, that is how, that's how you know and they know that you are communicating with spirit.
Yes. I have many codes that I communicate with spirit, Holy Spirit, and that's how I communicate and know when people have a sickness element, diseases, and that's how I just communicate with the other side and the Holy Spirit.
So let's talk about the medical intuitive aspect of your work, which is so fascinating. And, you know, let's just say people are watching because the viewers are, some are spiritual, some are not. Let's say no, someone has never heard of what a medical medium is. Take us through. Somebody comes in and they say, you know, I need to be healed, or this is going on. How do you work with them with the medical aspect?
Well, I just like going to a regular office, I fill out paperwork and, but I don't look at it. And I just do my mediumship reading on them. So whether they're in my office or they're in a room at an event, or I just, do a reading with them, I'll just go through their body and do a mediumship reading, and I will find out what's going on in their body. So emotionally,
if someone says like their lower back hurts, like sometimes my lower back hurts, someone says their lower back hurts, do you go in and are you able to just diagnose, or are you able to actually like make it feel better?
Those are two separate things. I don't go in and diagnose their back. I will do a scan through their whole entire body. So I won't just start with their lower back. I will do a mediumship reading from their whole entire skull, through their eyes, their mouth, through their throat, through their whole entire body. Because I don't believe the lower back is the lower back. The lower back is connected to every single thing in your entire body. So a medical intuitive or a medical medium is somebody that can go through the whole entire system and connect everything together to find out why your lower back is hurting you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm such a believer that, like, I love the Louise Hay book, You Can Heal Yourself. It's all about how our emotions manifest into our physical ailments, our dis-ease.
Yeah, and that's why people usually seek out me, because I'm somebody they usually come to either before they're preventative. I'm a preventative medical intuitive, or somebody they want to come to find out why they're not being healed or why. So the healing part's completely different than the medical intuitive part. The healing part is not, has nothing to do with the medical intuitive part.
Okay. Got it. Yes. Yeah. That answers the question. Perfect. Okay. So do you want to talk about these near-death experiences that you had that seem to have made such an impact on your life?
I suppose. which one?
Well, I know there was one in 2012, right? Was it a car accident?
I didn't have one in 2012. I had two of them in 2013. One led to 2013, but I didn't really actually have one until 2013. I was at Cedars-Sinai. Then I came home and had another one after that. I mean, the guides kind of don't like talking about them so much because we're kind of moving into the future. Because it's more importantly where we're going right now. The book really doesn't talk a lot about the NDEs. The book has a very small chapter about them. The book actually has a lot more about, really more about the reappearance of my eyes and how they started to awaken after the NDEs. Okay. And how we're here to move humanity forward and about awakening other people's gifts. The NDEs were profound in the hospital, and then coming home and being thrown into the street and having another one, and how my dog saved my life. I had an American bulldog. But in the book, Awaken to the Fifth Dimension, because I know we don't have a long time here, my book really talks about how after the NDEs happened to me, how the reappearance of my eyes started blinking again, and how I accepted that because I had blinking when I was a kid and my eyes stopped blinking because my mom forced me to stop the blink. Mm. So with the NDEs and near-death experiences in the hospital, and then I had one when I came home from the hospital again with blunt head trauma. My dog threw me in the middle of the street after I came home from the hospital. My eyes started again. And I accepted the blinking, which was communicating spirit. And voting of the accident that I had in 2013, which is a blunt head trauma accident, which led me to the hospital accident. Then home and having another accident, and then having the reappearance of my eyes blinking and communicating with spirit again, like I did when I was a kid, led me to who I am right now, which is a trans channel.
Right. So, and what exactly is a trans channel for those that have never heard of that?
It's the same thing as being a medium or a psychic. It's just that I'm in a deeper trance state.
Okay.
Which means you don't have to go in and out. I'm just always trancing. But everybody's different. I mean, there's mediums, there's psychics. Everybody does it different. I'm just somebody that's always in trance. I can't speak for other people. Everybody has a different, just like being Prince or Lady Gaga or Eminem. Everybody's a different medium or psychic. Yeah. I just have the trance channeler. Settlers have to, maybe Edgar Casey was someone that had to put himself into trance. I'm just a trance. I just say, I'm in a trance. I'm always, just like when you read the book, you'll find out more about how I had my act out. I had, because we have 30 minutes, how I had the second hit with my dog threw me into the street. And then the reappearance of the blinking eyes came back. When I was a kid, it left, came back after the second NDE. And what happened is that, and I'm glad you're asking, after the reappearance of the blinking eyes, which is communicating with the Holy Spirit, I accepted it. And in accepting that blinking and communicating with God and accepting that I'm a trance channeler right now, I do the medical intuitive mediumship, and I also do crossover readings, which is I do communicate with the other side. Which and I also, amazing. Yeah. And I also do healings, and I'm a psychic surgeon. So I do healings on people, and I'm really grateful for that and communicating with the ascending masters to help people understand that they can awaken themselves with their own gifts. And help people understand that this is what they want to have happen in the fifth dimension and beyond, which is really not about Kimberly. It's about you. It's about you understanding, the people understanding. It's not about my story behind my eyes. It's understanding that you have your connection to the Holy Spirit, your source, and that you're here to open up your gifts in the fifth dimension. And you, fifth dimension and beyond, with many dimensions, not carrying your baggage, your guilt, but opening up or anything, your understanding of your forgiveness, love, life, in miracle. And this is our time to be your authentic self and awaken your gifts right now in this lifetime.
Yes. And I speak your language. I mean, this is all about, the work that I do is all about, how do we heal? And we heal by forgiving, getting past these judgments, leaving the past in the past, loving ourselves unconditionally, and finding that place inside where we can be so closely connected with ourselves that we can love ourselves completely unconditionally and show up completely authentically in this world.
Yes, they're saying that not for me to get caught up too much in my trauma and my abuse and because I could talk a lot about how I was abused as a kid and traumatized and, you know, slapped and said not to blink and all that stuff. and that's there. And then the NDEs, of course, were really bad and everything. But it's also about reaching out to many people and saying, it's time for us to just move forward. And I'm getting chills about it and about you too and your gifts, and saying, let's own it and move forward and move into the ascension, which is happening right now in the awakening.
Oh, yes. I mean, there is a collective awakening, evolving, huge shift globally. I mean, different dimensionally, it's happening. And what I'm so grateful for, just relating this to everything that's just been happening and everything, I feel like with COVID, there was such this energy of fear that was constantly going on. And you pick up on these things. I pick up on these things in Mempath. And I'm just so grateful that I feel like the fear, it's still there. Yeah, it's still there, but it's like slowly lifting, and people are starting to be able to see that life never stopped, but that it is going on. And that, like you were saying with your book, and what I do with my clients, is that everybody has the ability to evolve and awaken and to go to a different dimension. We all have the ability.
Yes. When you step out of fear and worry and judgment, and you really go into this space of the fifth dimension, and I really describe it in the book, and I have lessons and exercises, and I really want people to understand, I was driven by a higher force to have this book. I channeled the whole entire book. I flew to New York. I did everything I was told to do by spirit. My story is driven by me having the trust that my eyes were not crazy, that they were blinking the truth. As I scanned people's bodies one by one, hundreds of people came to my home, and I was telling them, you have cancer. I could have been wrong. They were like, you're right. You have a torn meniscus. You're right. You have a brain tumor. You're right. And they could, and some people were like, you're blinking? That can't be true. And remember, when I was a kid, I was slapped across the face and told, stop blinking, stop blinking, stop blinking. And what I'm trying to say to people is that when you feel you have a gift, when you feel your soul is weary, that you shouldn't do something, that you're wrong. No, you're right. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you. You are right. Do it. You are right. Go for it. What I'm saying to you is that you have to understand when you are at your end and you feel that you can't go on. And COVID is a really good example. This whole year, we were really thrown at our wit's end, where we may have not had even money to eat. We lost our businesses, small business owners. The boulevard is shut down. And we're now just getting ourselves back up again. So the Holy Spirit and God has our backs. They're here for us. The Spirit wants us to understand we are moving into the ascension. The awakening is here, and things are getting better, and they are going to keep getting better. And that's why this book and other books that are coming out right now are so important to read. They're on audio. The audio is going to be coming too. And these things, miracles, I'm a miracle. Many people are miracles that have made it through the COVID. They're living right now proof that we are here to keep moving and opening up into this beautiful awakening.
Absolutely. And open, I think, is the key word, you know, because there are a lot of souls in this world, a lot of humans that have limitations that aren't open to it. And maybe they never will be. However, every day, more and more people are getting more and more open to this work and to learning that there's more out there, and that there's healing out there for everyone.
Yeah, their dimension is depopulating. And the fifth dimension is opening and awakening and moving forward. So, yes, I feel like I want to read a quote right now. One of the quotes from my book is, our consciousness determines what dimension we are in at any given time. And what we choose to create is in our own state of mind.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it all comes from within. Yes, go on.
Here's another one. To enter the fifth dimension and stay there, it's all a part of our mental and emotional baggage. must be left at the door. No fear, suffering, anger, and hostility, guilt, or sense of separation exist there. Our mastery over our thought is a prerequisite.
That's a good book. Love that last quote. Our mastery over our thought is a prerequisite. So let's talk about that a little bit. How do you work with people in terms of getting past the ego?
I always say ego. Egos or ego.
Getting past the thought, just up, rising above.
Yeah.
Your thoughts.
Yeah. I think here's another one I have. When you talk, because you talk a lot about the ascension, and I love that about you because you're right on board being a light worker, and you have that, you know, your aura around you, Jamie, is so glowing and bright. And you have, you know, when I see you, and I love being around you because you have the energy of the light of the Holy Spirit wrapped around you. So we are nearing the ascension and taking a clear sense of responsibility of our own consciousness is absolutely necessary right now. So when we take the responsibility of our own consciousness, then we step it up a notch to raise our energy level to go into the next awakening.
Yeah, and the more that we become conscious, the more that everybody else can't. Like, we are the way showers.
Right.
So it's a responsibility.
Yeah.
And an honor.
And so in doing that, it's like people experience not only balancing their divine energy through their body, but I think you came to one of my classes where I was doing a divine feminine class. And in that, you balance the emergence of your feminine and masculine energy. So you don't feel like you have to always use your masculine to struggle. So in the book, I have a chapter on the divine feminine. And so you can reach more your faith in understanding you're safe, you're loved, you're light, and you have abundance with using both your energies.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And by the way, the class that I went to was the one where we were, it's like the psychic class. We were guessing numbers and fruits and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a class on divine feminine. I thought you were in that one, but
so
yeah.
Fun. But yes, but I love everything that you're saying and yeah. And stepping more into art. I just loved saying the divine feminine. Because I'm a Pisces, I don't know, like it's just so me, and like goddess, you know, things like that. I very much align with. So I love that you teach classes like that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I remember you now in that class. You were really good in that. That was that other psychic class. Yeah, okay, remember that.
I said 333, and you were like, you don't even realize what 333 is. And ever since that class, I see 333, 444, 222. And I always think about that class.
That was really good. You did get the numbers.
I need to reach out to that man who I was paired with because you said that he was a very special man. Anyhow, yeah. Okay. So getting back to your book, let's talk about some upcoming events that you have. I saw on your website, and I don't know if this is true, are there going to be some in-person events that are happening or virtual events? Tell us about everything.
Thank you for asking. I have some fun events coming up. I'm doing an event called the Four Earth Angels with a couple other really beautiful mediums. That's on July 9th. We're doing a fabulous event. We're doing, I love doing mediumship readings. Kelly Eckhart, Cheryl Murphy, and Kat Devine. We're going Four Earth Angels. So that's on my website. We're doing mediumship readings for loved ones that have crossed over, and I'm doing my medical intuitive readings. That's on my website, thehealingtrilogy.com. I'm doing a special right now. I'd like to give a gift away. It's called my very special class that I love. It's called Mother Mary Matrix. And I do like a 10-minute meditation before we call in the Virgin Mary, the Queen. I love her so much. I'm very connected to the Virgin Mary. And it's a divine feminine loving energy. We all do an intentional prayer for the Virgin Mary. And then I love to do the Blessed Mary prayer on everybody in the room. I do as many readings as I can and prayer healings. And right now, if you'd like to come on to this class for free, you just have to put in capitals MMM gift, GFT, and you can come on completely free to this class.
And this is all at healingtrilogy.com, correct?
For anyone that's listening to our show right today.
Or watching.
Watching to the show right now.
Listening or watching. Healingtrilogy.com.
And for the Mother Mary event only.
Mother Mary.
Capital MMMGIFT. And you will just love this community. We have it every month. And it's Mother Mary Matrix Healing Event for the Virgin Mary. I honor it to the Virgin Mary. So in my book, you will read the story how I had a very interesting relationship with Mother Mary since I was like 4 to 5 years old. I was seeing her around me.
Mm.
And
I just want to stop for a second because how amazing is that for a 4 or 5 year old who, whatever you were going through in your life, just to know that you were loved and protected. I mean, that is just so beautiful that you had that experience.
I'm just crying because when I first became a healer, I went to New York City by a friend of mine named Alan Steinfeld. He just put a book out called Making Contact, which I know is like totally different, but ETs. Totally different subject about the aliens, extraterrestrials. But when I went to New York, and I first did healings in front of like hundreds of people in New York City, I was told, say the Hail Marys. And so I kept saying the Hail Marys on people and healing them. And so I always say the Hail Marys when I'm doing my work. And I love saying the Hail Marys. So I really, take me up on coming to our class. You really will love this class.
And I have done your classes. And Kimberly is just, she's... You remind me of me in a lot of ways in terms of like, you're very relatable. You're fun. You're lighthearted. You are not higher than thou. Like, you're a very real person. So her classes are very just fun and relatable, and anybody can do it. And they're great.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jamie. The live classes, I am going out and doing the live speaking events and the live laying on hands healing. We are being approved for that. And that'll be at the Conscious Life Expo. And we're throwing a party for my launch. They're throwing a launch party. And that will be at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo in September coming up.
I am so there. It has to happen. September, do we have a date or not yet?
The 18th.
Okay.
We are going to have a champagne party. It's going to be really fun. And also we're having some, the people that have endorsed the book, some of them are coming. It's going to be super fun. The eyes are blinking. Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having another one in October in San Mateo at the New Living Expo.
In San Mateo. Okay. Yeah. Wait, by the way, I just got the chills for the date of September 18th because in Judaism, first of all, 18 is Chai, which is good luck.
Yeah.
And 9, 18, I don't know, it's like 9 is half of it and then double Chai is 36. So I feel like September 18th is an amazing date.
The 14th is when the book comes out, and then the Conscious Life Expo, Robert Quicksilver is so wonderful. He wants to do like the book launch, and they're going to have it in London also. So it's going to be streamed all over the world.
Mm, wow. Well, I will be there in person and cannot wait.
Yay. I can't wait.
Okay. So anything else? So, and then your book, people can buy it now. You can pre-buy it.
Absolutely.
Healingtrilogy.com and anywhere else.
Yeah, the landing page is at thehealingtrilogy.com right on the front. And you click on to the pre-order and it goes to a landing page, which you can buy it in the UK, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Amazon UK. And I would do that. I would do that soon because I think it would be good in the audio. There's an audio too. Yeah, I think. And I also want to just let everybody know in July on my website, I am giving a free gift of a 4-hour seminar of how to create the fifth dimension within you. And it's a free gift I'm giving away for a class to learn about more about the fifth dimension. Mm-hmm. And this is pre-offer of a gift before the book comes out. Once a book comes out later on in October, we will have a later on course. Once you get the book, you can go through, we're doing like a first chapter read. But right now, if you want to jump on board and get the free class before the book comes out, we already have 350 people signed up for the free class.
Oh my God. Well, I am just sending you so much light for everything that you've done thus far and all the lives that you've affected and healed and all the lives that you are going to continue to transform and just, I mean, you are... You've done this for a long time, but in so many ways, I feel like you're just starting also, and you're exploding.
Thank you, Jamie. Yes, the guides really honor you, and they love you, and they love your show and everything about you, and they're saying you're just beginning too.
Thank you. Thank you. Light to both of our journeys.
Rock on.
Okay, so anything else you would like to leave the viewers with this evening? Any inspirational,
well, I just want to say that I just want to remind people one thing. Just make sure that you don't, I always want to say, well, something on the health note is just like, you know, just be sure to honor your body, making sure that you don't, you know, put any harmful chemicals in the body, making sure the best plastic is no plastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing on the health. Yeah.
Mountain spring water.
Yeah. Bring spring water. And then making sure you do 5 minutes of meditation a day to raise your body's consciousness and keep yourself in a state of unconditional love. And making sure you get enough exercise every day, like 5 minutes a day of like at least that meditation and walking and stuff like that. And just spreading really good love and that fifth dimensional love consciousness. And namaste, everybody. Thank you.
Namaste, too. But I have a question now. I was going to say, what about exercise? You brought up exercise. And about how much water do you recommend per day?
God, I mean, so many people have a hard time even having 2 glasses or 3 glasses. I mean, at least a liter, you know, 2 liters, right?
Okay.
How much are you doing?
Not enough. Like yeah. I drink slow. This is non-plastic.
Oh, that's good.
But I think maybe not even one of these per day, maybe one. So I'm going to amp it up.
I would. And I put cucumbers in mine and, you know, so it's really important to be hydrated.
Yes. Yeah. Loving the cucumbers recently since you got me into cucumbers. We talked about my grandma.
Yeah. And so if you want any more information, I'm at thehealingtrilogy.com. We're doing also, I forgot, a health and wellness seminar coming up in August. So I do a lot of stuff.
You are one busy lady. Which is so great. It's so great because you're everything that you do. And I love that you do so many different types of things also.
On Clubhouse, I'm over there too. So I don't know if guys watch on Clubhouse, but.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about that. Oh, and your Instagram is?
It's Kimberly Meredith, but someone had that. So it's Meredith Kimberly. But if you just put Kimberly Meredith in, you'll find me.
I will come. Yeah. Okay. And always people can contact me at therelationshipexpert.com and my Instagram is therelationshipexpert, but somebody had the relationship expert. So mine is just the X, not the E in expert. Okay. Well, Kimberly, thank you so much for joining us today. Namaste to you too.
Bless you so much. You're wonderful.
Bless you. This was wonderful. And everybody join us on Love Talk Live on LA Talk Radio every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific. Thanks so much. Have a great night, everyone.
You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.